Right. It's a good morning and welcome to Tech Ego. I always say that this is a show that is, is a show to in which we discuss the ins and outs of technology. And yesterday we were concluding on the issues of ways in which companies can use artificial intelligence to create a relationship with customers. And I was saying that, look, if we don't grow with this technology, we are growing without it, and that is detrimental. Now, that is going to be to our detriment. I fear that word, detriment. It sounds very serious. But it's going to create a serious karatagoma when we are not growing with technology. We need to move at a pace in which the world is moving, and we need to understand why. Of course, most of the time we talk about why do we need to, before I get into the new topic of discussion for today, maybe we can talk a little bit on why do we need to move at a given pace? Why do we think we need to? Because some people will argue to say, look, let's do things at our own pace. Let us have our own pace. The world is developing, yes, but let us have our own pace. Having our own pace, it's not something that is sustainable, and it's not something that is, helping, especially in the current world situation. But how do we move with the world when we are not productive? Or when we are productive and whatever we produce is not known? Now that becomes difficult because the world doesn't know what we produce. At least, if I'm not mistaken here, people are listening to us through the application. Everybody who is in America, Canada, Finland, even India, they listen to us using the application. Now, let me talk a little bit on how maybe we can draw an example from what radio has done. So over the years, radio, since it was established or, invented in 1909, since then, radio has gone through a lot of, so to say, challenges, but radio has overcome all of them. So radio has literally overcome all of those challenges. Because when those big radios that we carry around, when they started to lose, relevance, when people started to invent new technologies, radio did not remain behind. Radio adapted to the point that when they changed from cassette players to CD players, from CD players to MP3, radio was still on. FM, frequency, people could still listen to radio. Radio, when car was invented, people still listen to radio. And I'm sure people listen to radio in planes, and they also listen to radio in ships and in trains everywhere. So radio did not remain behind. It goes with the pace at which the world evolves. It also evolves with time. So it comes along. When phones were invented, radio was also part of it. So radio came to be on phones, and phones also transitioned from, you know, keypad to Symbian, from Symbian to Android, but the radio did not remain behind. Then, now we are talking about websites. You can still listen to radio on website. If you go on our website, you can listen to radio. Radio is there. And in the world of application, radio is there. You can download our application and you listen to radio. And not only that, there is even something that is fascinating, and that is the podcast, where you are able to go back to old shows and refresh yourself. So, that is how far radio has gone. And also, on satellite dishes, radio came on. You know, you can access radio on those, you know, on those satellite dish system. Of course, except ours, because we have our own system. We have our own application. So we are not on those systems. We have our own system. So this is to show you that I think radio is the correct thing that is answering the question, why do we need to move with time? Why are we concerned about the pace at which the world is developing? And why do we think we need to move at the same pace? We need to be at the same pace. Because if radio could not adapt, we could have seen the demise of radio, and that was going to be to the disadvantage of the vast majority of the communities in the world. Because radio is still a prime source of information to many communities, billions of people in the world. So radio is still a very, very powerful component, or as far as disseminating information is concerned. And billions of people are still relying on radio as their prime source of information. Therefore, if radio could have not survived the change or the dynamic transitions that technology was taking, we could have a problem. We could have been in a problem today, because information would only be accessible by a few people. Not everyone has a smartphone to read news online. Not everyone has data or internet or the capacity to do that. But everybody has the capacity to listen to radio. People have radios. They can buy even the Tamagotchi phone, but Tamagotchis are also having radio. Radio is, you know, indiscriminative. Radio is indiscriminative. It's not. Radio is inclusive. Is it takes along everyone, young, old, and so forth. People from all walks of life listen to radio. they have some people listen to radio on a phone, like on our application, and some people listen to radio in the car, some listen to radio in a house, in a sitting room, and all that. Now, this type of technology, though, you know, is not that cheap. It's not cheap to have it running. But a lot of people are benefiting from it. So a lot of people benefit from radio because they listen to news, they interact. Like on our platform, it's a very open platform, a very pro-democracy platform where people interact and they exchange views. But this is not a cheap exercise because every minute somebody's on air, there's somebody paying for that. So there's somebody paying for this minute. And every second is costly. So it's not a cheap thing. You know, we can say, no, we love radio. Well, you know, Eagle FM is down here. Eagle FM is down there. Eagle FM is down there. Please, we have no signal. We are missing out. That becomes legitimate concern. But practically, it's not easy, you know, to have this running, to have this train on the rail. It's not easy to keep it on the rail. It costs money. And, you know, that leads us to the problem that we have in terms of investing in our own capacities, you know, in our own potential game changers, potential game changing opportunities, such as radio, that we have, you know, is something that, you know, is very important, but challenging at the same time. So if radio could not have survived, then that was going to have a negative impact on the vast majority of the world population that don't have access or privilege to modern means. So radio, excuse me for my voice there, radio decided to come along. And to the point that now radio can even be on a website or can even be on the application. Now it is 21 minutes past 11, and we are going to continue till the hour of 12 o'clock, and I'm going to open my lines I'll be opening my lines in 9 minutes time. So radio is a technology that looks very simple. It's a technology in most cases that is not complicated to operate. Of course, it is complicated to run from a business side of it. Not complicated, but challenging. Now, this is the technology in the hands of everyone. This is something that everyone is using. It's everyone's friend. Everyone is tuning in, or everyone tunes in, especially the rural community. Now, we now look at how radio was, you know, how there was integration of information using vernacular language to reach the mass population in remote areas of the world. So, of course, radio uses a natural voice, that's a human voice, to communicate to everyone. You know, you can relate to the person on radio. you are able to have contact with that person, or you build an experience, a personal experience with every, you know, person that comes on radio. And then you also not on that, that also gives you more opportunities to not miss whatever information is, because you are, you know, you have a personal experience with that person. People don't miss unpacking the day because they have a personal experience with Wanda and many more other shows. You know, every person has a voice that they are identified with. That is how this technology has made it easier and possible for everyone to relate to it. You know, this is how this technology has made it easier for everyone to relate to it, because you have an opportunity of, you know, there is an end-to-end, how can I say, there are two ways of communication with this technology. You speak, I speak. So that's why telephone came in to say, okay, now radio is now reaching out to the people. So the people in the studios are reaching out to everyone outside. So how do we reach out to the people in the studio? Is via telephone. So you see how technology now is starting to work together. So it's via telephone, 083-288-401. The people come in and they have the conversation. They can also now inform the person to say, no, there is something happening here, and, you know, A, B, C, D. Now, at the same time, music also came in to say, okay, we can also help people to be kept. People must be kept entertained. And, you know, computers come in to say, let me make everything, that let me make all the processes, you know, easier. Let me make all the processes easier. And every component about studio. Maybe the reason why we are not willing to get to the pace at which other people or other nations are is maybe because the certain technologies that are evolving are not relating to us. So the technologies that are being invented are not relating to us. There is no personal relationship between me, an ordinary person in the village in Onelewa there. I cannot have a personal experience so as to bring me closer to that technology or even want to have more of it. So when, you know, when you take something and you realize you don't really need it, you end up putting it down. You know, you end up putting it aside. You don't need it. So every household has a radio, but not every household has a smartphone. Not every household has a laptop or a computer or, you know, but every household has a radio. Because radio is a technology that people build friendship with over the years. So people have built friendship with radio over the years. And our grandmothers, our grandfathers, they had radios. And they could buy those batteries. When there are no batteries on the radio, everybody's concerned. You know, we go to use the neighbors when you hear, you know, people go to the neighbors to listen to radio because they want to hear what is going on. And because they have developed that drive for this technology, it's a simple technology that is in the hands of everyone. So everyone has access to information through this technology, unlike other technologies that are emerging. Now, we will be going for a short break, and we will be continuing.
Vasco Sartutoze Pahami, Iliva International University of Management, IUM. Bamile Msakuri, Lingorisa Zasirimo Sestatama, Sa 2023. Likualozui, Mbatutoze Pahami Zechualika, Education, Health and Social Sciences, Information and Communication Technology, Strategic Management and Leadership, Tourism, Hospitality and Events Management, Business Administration, Environmental Studies and Postgraduate Studies. Hamu vataguzi varitavaka wafera kabutungi. Mukwaruleri kepela www.ium.edu.na. Kapa, mupotele liwefisi zeirivu kaofi. Mamure nengi wa Windhoek, toropo ya Ankure Nkuru. Ongwe ndiva, ni wa this day. Kapa, mulize ze nombo ye tatama. 061-433-6000. Hamzula Piri, Mukete Hande, Nukuzula Piri Niva IUM.
Right. So everybody has a personal relationship with the radio, or personal experience with this technology. Now come, you know, a generation of young people that are always online. And when they are online, they are not probably listening to radio, because most people say, ah, you are listening to radio like an old person. So that is what we talk, we say as young people. You are listening to the radio like you are sitting, listening, you are seated listening to radio like an old person. That's a notion among the young people. Without knowing that young people are spending time on online, and what they are doing online is not even helping, you know, shaping their future. Well, if somebody could sit on radio, they could take one or two things that could help building their lives, as compared to the time spent on social media, liking and post sharing certain posts of prophets maybe, or of certain, you know, celebrities that whose celebrity does not contribute anything to one's life. You know, young people can only come close to radio if there is like a beat that appeals to them. That's when you see them, you know, coming around to listen. But these are young people that are supposed to drive the economy in the future. And the young people are supposed to drive the country in the future, supposed to be the future of the country. So, and we say that opportunities are not given to the young people. The government must give opportunities to young people, which is true. But don't we also agree that there are opportunities that young people are missing because of the fact that they are misplaced? There is no what we call correct placement. You know, even when you are on Facebook, you are not at the correct pages where you can get information on entrepreneurship. You are at other groups where, you know, whatever you are discussing there has nothing to do with what, even what you want to become. Even if there is radio somebody listening to radio, they are not listening to something that has to do with contributing to their life meaningfully. Of course, they are listening to, you know, other things. I'm not saying music is not important, but, you know, the time to mutual to dance is there. You have music on your phone, but there are times to sit in and actually listen and get wisdom and apply it accordingly. And this is the only technology that so far is unbeatable when it comes to disseminating information to everyone from all walks of life. So the question is then, radio, we know that we have it. You know, if we gather all the radios that we have, you will be surprised. The radios that are in the villages, people have radios and they listen to radio but the problem is other technologies such as artificial intelligence, certain people are still finding ground. We are not really fully in full understanding of what artificial intelligence is. Certain things are being designed somewhere, but we also did not come up with the radio, but at least we have built a relationship between us and the radio and that tool, and then it appeals more to everyone. Now, the discussion that we have today is, could it be that the reason why we are not developing at the pace of others, could it be that the methods that they are using to develop is not, those methods are not familiar, we are not familiar with those methods, or the technology, the certain tools. You know, somebody will look at the computer there and just, you know, walk the other side, because this person has not developed a personal relationship with that computer, a personal experience with that computer. And we can have a phone in our pocket, but we are saying we have no customers. But we are not using that phone to leverage the opportunities that it has and the abilities that it has in bringing customers close to us. So we will be complaining we do not have customers, or we cannot make customers, or we don't have the opportunity to do business, while we are busy updating our status with something else, you know. But if you look at those people who are viewing your status, maybe you have 100 viewers on your status. Among the 100, there could be 20 people that will be interested in your business, in what you are selling. But all we do is to update our status with information that is not relevant. Or maybe it is relevant, but it's not ideal to our aid as far as, you know, entrepreneurship is concerned, especially when it comes to, you know, young people. So the opportunities are plenteous, but those who see those opportunities are few. What do you have to say? 083-288-401, that is the number in studio. Could it be that there are no opportunities? Or maybe the opportunities are there, but the people are not there. The people are nowhere to be found. You know, there is a biblical verse that says, the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. So the harvest there is plenteous, which means opportunities are plenteous, but the takers are very few. Yes. Hello? Yeah, that is what happens when you come in and your radio is still on. So what happens is that you still hear me talking while I'm saying hello here. So when I'm saying hello here, you hear me speaking the last sentence that I said 2 minutes ago or 2 seconds, 30 seconds ago. So, and it confuses you because you are hearing two voices at the same time. Eager FM.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank
you. Yes, sir. Turn your radio a little bit, volume lower.
And now?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Oh, okay. Thanks. I like the program. I want to ask, is it possible to take me off air?
You want to be off air?
Yes.
Okay, just hold on, just hold up there for me. Don't hang up. Just, give me a second here. Yeah, all right. Let's just go for a short break quickly.
Hello, Namibia. Indira pamanate, muyuni, walela pe. Lela pe, onkaro ompu, woma futiro no kusisa. Ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongondi, hokatevuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe, na ngoka gopaipindi, notaga dhanwa nokutuwa mombepo ethimbo ojotu njoka. Otovuru okuningashike kole lape. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka goe mombepo, torongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM, nenge ka imba, nenge hoka ka lelape, nenge uture moshifo sho The Villager ni kwao ya wedhako. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goe. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goe vinima ya yoroka. Ngashi, omatumaraka gorukozi, omatumaraka gomahio, omatumaraka gomaharero ya mbeko gomavaro, no matumaraka gokwarukehe, ngoka wahara utseithere oshiwana ashikesho monamibia, okuza owarapo doranda tu, nithiringa itano, mitumaraka kehe. Lela pei, oharongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko Lela Pay ko Play Store nenge ko App Store eto katura kakarekeri mongo dioe. Paturura o akauntae o shari eto turamo o mausemba goe. Inda ko kanjato ko eki mariwa eto turako o shimariwa to uditha shoka topurwa uudhise. Shampa wa mana oku turamo o mausemba goe hogora kucha o hara okurungitha ehangano nenge o vendaini o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe eto sindimpoka kwa shangwa send utume. Shamba watumu etumaraka joe otari turu wako Eagle FM, imba, lela pay, nenge kwa The Villager. Ouna ishwe ompito yokuturako irongwa mwewe yokomake. Tumina inimawe kwa digital etomalighty.com notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguza kukara ndithi, tuzengera nina kono raketa tuimwe, mbari nora, ndatu ngoi, hamano, ndatu ndatu, nenge kono raketa tuimwe, ndatu mbari, hetatu, 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 ne, no nora yeriari. Lela pei, yimo nena, nena, tai adhika ko App Store, no ko Google Play Store.
All right, we continue. So the harvest is plenteous. But, you know, okay, to say opportunities are many also can be problematic. Because one would ask you, there are many where. I mean, where are those opportunities? So, you know, it's tricky, but sometimes we have the opportunities, but we are not seeing that this is an opportunity. And we keep looking for opportunities to come from afar off when we are not looking near. Like I said, one of those opportunities. Okay, for example, if you do construction, most of us want to do want to get big tenders, like 2 million, 4 million, but we don't want to accept a $400 work. So what a $400 work is does is it takes you to $1,000. Then $1,000 takes you to a $2,000, and things keeps, the more you start to be, you know, I met one plumber who said he does not, you know, he doesn't, money does not smell. So, but we want to win, you want to go and do plumbing at maybe a big institution when you cannot do a plumbing in a house. Somebody's, and the first impression of your work is an opportunity already to you when how you have delivered your services. So there are a lot of people who want a room or two built. They may not have, it may not be $1 million tender, but those are opportunities. If you have done a work, why don't you take, this is what I have done, and you put it on your status. Your status is your marketing tool, and it's a marketing platform, and it's a, you know, it's an opportunity. But also, it can be tricky because the people viewing your status may not be the ones, you know, that may be in need of the services. But hopefully, one can say that in 100 viewers, you can have 10 or 2. You can have 2 people who are saying, please come and fix my wall. Please come and fix my, you know, my shower. And when you go there and fix that shower, it will lead you to many showers. But that comes through your status. Now, traditionally, when radio now, you know, gained that, you know, upper hand in information dissemination, companies started coming out to say, guys, can you, because people are listening to you, can we advertise through you? So companies took advantage of the radio and they started to advertise through radio. That was an opportunity for one to make themselves popular in their product. So like that's why I said radio is for both corporate and social. You know, it takes both. It accommodates everyone. That's why people have more trust in it, especially the older generation. They have more trust in it because they have a personal experience with the radio. Maybe that leads us to the question that we asked earlier, that maybe the reason why people don't, you know, we are lagging behind with technology, this modern technology, is because we do not have a personal relationship or a personal experience with those technologies. We don't have any personal experience with those technologies. But the people that have personal experience with computer, personal experience with whatever platform, these digital platforms, are using those digital platforms to create for their entrepreneurial purposes. They are using it to advertise themselves, and they are seeing more opportunities on those platforms. Well, we still have around about 10 minutes. If you want to be part of the conversation, the number in studio is 083-288-4401. What is your take? Do you agree with me when we say opportunities are plenteous, but the takers are few? You know, there are few takers. There are few people who are seeing those opportunities. And when people from other places come and they see them, we complain to say, these people have come to take our jobs. But things have been there. Somebody has seen an opportunity which you are not seeing. So if there is no harvest, and somebody say, oh, this is corn, and the people started harvesting this corn and processing it, do not say they are stealing our corn, because corn has been there in the field. Nobody is there to harvest it. So if somebody comes in and harvests and they process corn and they have food, you can't blame them for doing that, because they have seen, they have done that which you cannot do. So we cannot blame, we say this is Chinese technology. No, this is, you know, foreign technology. Where is our own technology? Of course, we don't have, because we are not seeing an opportunity. But at the same time, opportunities can be there. But this requires somebody to be supported. It requires another hand. You know, if somebody comes up with an application, that application must have takers. It must ministries must come and say, okay, we want to use this, we want to put a feature, we want to put our thing on this application that you have created. We want space on it so that we put our information on it. And that's what is demoralizing a lot of young people that have the innovations and the talent, because they come up with, you know, you want to come up with something, but there's no support, there's no startup, there's no capital, and you can't, you know, get to the bank to have, because you need collateral and you are a new person, you don't have any credibility, history, you don't have any history whatsoever, nobody knows you. So all those nitty-gritties lead to a problem. And somebody sitting with an application that, you know, and also maybe it also comes to the parity. Other countries, you know, anything that they come up with, even if it is a very simple one, somebody can buy it. There's always a buyer because the population is big. Uh-oh, I don't know what happened there, but you can still come through. We still have some minutes. I took long to say hello. So other countries, you know, in China, for example, if somebody comes up, if I come up with Gucci, and, you know, somebody comes up with Chigu, just to turn the letters around. It's a Chigu. It's almost like Gucci, but, you know, you almost have buyers. It will be bought. You know, it will be bought even better than the original, you know, system. So that, you know, creates a balanced ground, where, you know, somebody can come up with something low-code technology, but it works, and there is a certain company that can use it. Now, in a small population like ours, you always have a challenge, because, you know, it takes time for an entrepreneur really to make ends meet from their work, because of our limitation in the parity, in a purchase parity that we have. And at the same time, also that most of our people, the majority of our people are still rural. You know, they are still in the rural places. So those type of technologies may not relate to them yet. You know, may not relate to them. Something does not relate to them. They don't relate to it. They are not able to take it because they don't understand it. So if people cannot have a personal experience of a technology, they will not understand it. That means they don't understand it, and then there'll be no need for such a technology. So if you deploy Wi-Fi, like free Wi-Fi at a cattle post, you know, there's only one person that has a smartphone, and he only goes there once in a while. The rest of the people have, if they have phones, they have the Tamagotchi. So that Wi-Fi will be irrelevant. It's a good investment, but then in a wrong place. So it's a good investment, but in a wrong place. But if you take Wi-Fi to a kindergarten somewhere in Komazda, you take free Wi-Fi there, there are chances that those kids already know how to operate the tablets and phones. So their chances could be that these children could then use this Wi-Fi for their school. So it's about whether this technology is related, is whether we can relate to certain of these technologies. That's what determines the intake of it and the desire to have the technology. But if the technology is not speaking to the people, if the people don't understand it, then it becomes, you know, it will just be there. Nobody, you know, knows it. Nobody understands it. But for radio, we know that radio, if you take radio to the cattle post, you can take radio anywhere. You can take radio to anywhere in the world, and people can relate to it. So, because it's a technology that has been simplified, I can even say it's a down-to-earth technology that accommodates everyone. It's a down-to-earth tool that, you know, creates a personal relation, a personal experience with everyone. So it creates room for everyone to have a personal relationship, a personal experience with it. You know? It's a simple thing, but very effective in coming up with, creating a platform of information disseminating. We will be going for a break. After a break, I'll come and say my goodbyes.
Hello, Namibia. Indira pamanate muyuni walela pe. Lela pe onkaro ompu wa mafutiro no kuthisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongondi hokata huru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka gopaipindi no taga dhanwa no kutuwa mbepo ethimbo ojo tuunjoka. Otovuru okuningashike ko lela pe. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka goe mbepo tarongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba nenge hoka ka lela pe nenge uture moshifo sho The Villager ni kwao ya wedhapo. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goe. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goe viinima ya yoroka. Ngashi omatumaraka goru kozi, omatumaraka goma hiyo, omatumaraka goma harero ya mbeku goma varo, no matumaraka goku arukehe nguka wahara uteithire oshiwana ashikesho monamibia, okuza owarapo doranda tu ni firinga itano metumaraka kehe. Lela pei oharongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko lela pei ko Play Store nenge ko App Store eto katura kakarekeri mongo dioe. Paturura o akauntae o shari eto turamo o mausemba goe. Inda ko kanjato ko eki mariwa eto turako o shimariwa to udita shokatoku.
Being circumcised keeps the clean and reduces a man's risk of getting sexually transmitted infections, including HIV. It's safe and it's free. Man up. Get the smart cut. To book for a free circumcision or to find out more, WhatsApp 081-309-2729 or visit us on Facebook at VMMC Namibia.
All right, my time is to say goodbye has come, and let's make a date again tomorrow. And for me, it's a goodbye, but let me say hi to Dwight on my way out. Dwight, good morning.
How are you doing, Franz? How are you doing?
Good. How's it?
I'm all right, man. I'm all right.
Yes, you have it all in your hands, and for me, I'm signing out.
Thanks a lot, Franz.
Right.